USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic-controlled U.S. House Judiciary Panel is at this hour considering a contempt of Congress citation for Attorney General Bill Barr and the entire Justice Department, the department having declined to honor a subpoena to give the committee the full unredacted final report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
The administration has announced, loud and clear, that it does not recognize Congress as a co-equal branch of government with independent constitutional oversight authority.
That's the Democratic chairman of the panel, Gerald Nadler. Meanwhile, the top Republican on the committee, Doug Collins, says of the latest Democratic efforts,
"What a cynical, mean-spirited, counterproductive, irresponsible step it is."
The White House accusing the Democratic-controlled panel of blatant abuse of power by seeking the full report with a subpoena. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the seventh reason is the pay or the salary? The first six reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through five phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Police in Colorado have just said that one of the suspects in yesterday's deadly school shooting is a 17-year-old girl. She's in custody along with 18-year-old Devin Erickson, the two apprehended after a shooting at STEM School Highlands Ranch outside Denver that left one dead and eight injured. The school not far from Columbine High School is closed now for the rest of the week. Following a New York Times report that said President Trump's businesses lost more than $1 billion in the 80s and 90s, the president on the defensive on Twitter this morning. Because of the losses, Trump paid no federal income taxes for several years. But he tweets that the report is a fake news hit job. He says the real estate developers back then took massive write-offs that would show up as losses, as a tax shelter. He calls it a sport. A deadly overnight fire in Harlem, New York, kills six people, including four kids. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Denver is trying to be the first city in the nation to decriminalize magic mushrooms. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Voters in Denver, Colorado on Tuesday will decide whether to become the first city in the United States to decriminalize the use of magic mushrooms. The measure would make the personal use and possession of the mushrooms by those over 21 years of age or older in Denver the lowest law enforcement priority. That's according to the measure's language. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel.
It's Schedule 1 under the DEA, which means that it's believed to have no medicinal value. It can help you medically. Well, you know what we've been learning in the last few years? Medical marijuana has a use. Guess what else has a use? Psilocybin. A study in about a year ago in 2018 showed that it actually decreases resistant depression by 47%, a study in Nature, a very important journal. It works for depression. It works for anxiety. It works for attention deficit disorder. Right. It seems like our veterans coming back from the war have some positive impact.
Disney has released its upcoming film schedule. Avatar 2 is set to hit theaters December 17th, 2021. And the three subsequent films are each set to be released the weekend before Christmas every other year, the final film being released December 2027. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.